Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's talk to Bobby Valentine, former skipper, the Rangers, the Mets, the Red Sox, and one of the overall good guys, a smart guy, just a baseball man. And he is in charge of the Sacred Heart University Athletic Department as well. Just an interesting guy. Bobby V is back on the show. What's up there, Skip? How you doing today?
Hey, guys. Great to be with you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. What's going on?
Hang it in, man. We're okay. I mean, listen, it is what it is. You aren't too far from where Teak and I live, so we're all quarantined and all faced with the last 3.5 months of misery. So how have things been? They've been abnormal. Let me ask you this, Bobby, before we even get to the start of the baseball season, we've seen a lot of schools cut sports, you know, but whether it's Stanford or a school like Bowdoin College. I mean, Sacred Heart, I'm familiar with it. I know the conference they're in. I know the teams they play. It doesn't produce a ton of revenue. Good school, though. Nice campus. Like, what is the prognosis for some of these programs at Sacred Heart? Any fear? You're going to have to cut stuff.
Well, you know, I am the executive director there, and we have a program that we think we're going to be able to keep, even though we have 32 Division I sports teams. We have over 900 athletes who participate at the Division I level, and we want to keep it that way. The problem's going to be finding competition, though, because, you know, there are a lot of schools that are trying to cut expenses and trying to eliminate sports, and it's a real muddy road that a lot of these schools are going down.
And real quick, Teak, the follow-up for me, though, Bobby, what could be problematic about that? You can have the intentions, as you just expressed, you know, because let's face it, a campus with a lot of student athletes, even if they're good teams, bad teams, it's just more vibrant. It adds to the culture. I get it. It's great. But if a lot of the schools around you start to drop now, even though you're motivated to keep, you've got to spend money to travel to play games you would ordinarily wouldn't have to pay money to travel for. And that could actually force you guys into a different decision with certain programs.
Considered every alternative, and we're just hoping that when people talk about getting back to normal, that normal becomes something that's similar to what it was in the past. But we don't know. We're ready to pivot any way we have to pivot, but we really do want to maintain the integrity of our sports program, and up until now, we've been able to do that.
Yeah, you know. Last question on this before we move to baseball, Bobby. You know, the NCAA kind of is taking a, I don't know, side seat. I don't know what they're doing here. What from your perspective, what is the NCAA's role? What should they be doing?
Wow, that's a real slippery slope there. They're going to be tested. They're going to be tested by the Big Five right now. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of schools that are considering football not being part of the fall program. The NCAA's putting a lot of restrictions on how they think things should be done. And I think that the rubber is going to hit the road here, and the NCAA just might have to redefine themselves as an organization that represents some of the universities, but not all.
So we're talking to Bobby Valentine, and he's with us here on Teaky and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Those who might, now I didn't see Bobby as a player, but I knew when I heard growing up, you know, Bobby was a top flight Uber prospect. He got hurt and obviously became a terrific manager. But Bobby played. You know, I'm curious, Bobby, you're to me innovative enough and also old school enough to maybe contemplate in this 60-game truncated season a four-man rotation, as a few players have actually thrown out there. Is that something you would consider if you didn't have a lot of horses? Rather than throw out a guy who's a ragtag fifth starter, would you seriously consider going with four if you had four viable ones?
Well, it's nothing new. It's something old. That's for sure.
Yep.
And the idea of the five-man rotation, and sometimes when people even consider it a six-man rotation, is for recovery. That certain pitchers need a certain amount of time to recover 100% from the weightlifting session of throwing 100 pitches. You know, I mean, it's quite fatiguing when you do start a game and you have those 15 pitches innings mounting up. And once you get to a fatigue level, once you emptied the tank, it takes a certain amount of time for certain pitchers to fill the tank back up before they're ready to go again. And, you know, the ones who have been used to doing that, I don't think they can just flick the switch and go to a different rotation. I think they'll be risking injury.
Yeah.
But if today's world is high tech enough that they can measure the recovery and they know that the tank is full before the guy goes out there to try to throw those 75 or 100 pitches in his next start, then I guess you could use a four-man rotation, but I think you're really playing with fire. That's like saying, well, then why don't we just have pitchers pitch 6 days in a row out of the bullpen?
Yeah.
Or there's a reason that you don't pitch, 3 days in a row.
Now. Yeah.
It's because there's that fatigue level. And people say, what the hell is that all about? That sounds like a lot of baloney. But the easiest way to visualize it in your mind's eye is to think about lifting weights. And if you have 100 pounds on a barbell and someone says, hey, can you lift that 10 times? And you'll say, yeah. And you'll go and you'll lift it 10 times. And they'll say, well, after you rest 5 minutes, you can lift it 10 times again. You follow my drift. And
yep,
if you do that five times and you lifted it 50 times, you're probably not going to be ready to do that again tomorrow.
That's right.
What you're going to be able to do that maybe in 2 days. Or maybe in 3 days, depending on what your recovery time is. And throwing a baseball is that same breaking down action.
Yep.
That it's such a physically exhausting routine that the muscle and the muscular structure needs time to get the inflammation out and recover 100% to be 100%.
Yeah, so it's dicey, even though some people might be able to get away with it for a short amount of time. Let me ask you about some of these rules that are coming in. Universal DH is one that I think everybody's excited to experiment with in both leagues this year, but there is the runner on second in extra innings rule that we saw experimented with in the minors. Either one of these make it permanently, and should they?
Well, you know, it's funny. You use the word experimental using the DH. You know, in 1973, when the DH was established and I was a player, it was a three-year experiment. That's been a long three-year experiment, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's time to make a decision on that.
Yeah.
And when you think that there's so many people who run baseball today, from the ownership through the front offices, who played baseball sometime in their life. Now, not many, no owners except for Derek, and hardly any front office people ever played a game of baseball with the pitcher hitting in their lifetime. So when they played Little League, they had a DH. When they played high school, they had a DH. If they played in college, they had a DH. Some of them played in the minor leagues, they probably had a DH. And if they happened to play in the American League like Derek did, he had a DH. So what the heck, why would anybody want to see their game of baseball be played with the pitcher hitting?
Yeah.
If you're following my drift. So,
sure.
You know, we need to figure that whole thing out and decide one way or the other. And I think this is probably going to be the impetus to have a DH for the rest of the time in MLB.
So we're talking to Bobby Valentine, who is a former skipper, of course, AD at Sacred Heart, a beautiful Northeast university, with us here on Tiki and Tierney. So I know you're getting ready. This is coming up. I believe it's this week. You're doing a Zoom with Roy White, who is a terrific Yankee, Jim Blair. It's the big home run in 96 against the Braves, and you're involved. It's a talking baseball Zoom. What is this all about, Bobby? What do you guys have going on?
Well, Zoom is Zoom. You know, we're going to try to reach out to those people who are bored out of their minds and see if we can't tell a story or have some fun where they can actually see us doing it in their in the confines of their living room or their bedroom or their rec room or wherever they might be watching us on their phone. It's just to fill some time for sure for the entertainment value. And, you know, Roy's just a terrific person who had an illustrious career with the Yankees, obviously also played in Japan.
Yep.
I think Jimmy might have played a little in Japan. And, you know, I managed in Japan, so that topic might come up. There'll be an array of topics for sure. And just like on your radio show, Zoom programming has no barriers, so you have no idea what the topics might be.
Yeah,
it sounds awesome, man.
No, it I does. Like it. It just sounds.
And with the new rules, guys, for whatever it's worth, the three pitcher limit or minimum.
Yeah.
For
three batters. Yep.
Pitchers,
yep.
I mean, that is the most strategically challenging situation that managers will ever be faced with.
Interesting.
And they've never done it before. And there's going to be some managers wishing they thought three times before they made a certain move, because it's very difficult. It takes away all of that pre-game thought of how you're really going to match up your bullpen with their lineup, and it is going to require managers to be very nimble in their use of the intentional walk,
for sure,
which really has gone out of vogue, you know, because people think the walk is just like a hit. And you can't put runners on base, but now I think it's got it.
Hey, listen, Bobby, you got to save it for the Zoom. Listen, you got to save this content for the Zoom. We're against it. Always great hearing some good baseball stuff from Bobby V. Thanks a lot, buddy. Sorry to cut it short, but that Zoom sounds fun.
Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.